From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. defense spokesman Tuesday said a U.S. drone strike last week killed al-Qaeda leader Abu Afghan al-Masri in northwestern Syria.
Al-Masri's removal from the battlefield represents another blow to al-Qaeda in Syria and demonstrates continued U.S. determination to target al-Qaeda leaders wherever they pose a threat to the U.S., our allies, and interests.
Peter Cook said he was targeted November 18th near Simrata. He had ties with terror groups throughout Southwest Asia responsible for attacks on U.S. NATO forces in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by phone Tuesday with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, on a cessation of hostilities in Syria.
What I can tell you is on our side, and I've spoken to the secretary since the call, what the secretary was interested in pursuing was ways to, you know, to stop the bloodshed in Aleppo, and that they focus very much on that and on getting a cessation of hostilities that can be maintained and sustained, not just in Aleppo, but elsewhere throughout the country, so that political talks can resume.
Meanwhile, monitors in and near the embattled city Aleppo report Russian-backed Syrian forces are pushing deeper into opposition-occupied neighborhoods. The chief prosecutor of the Hague-based International Criminal Court said Tuesday it's a regression for African states to quit the court. South Africa, Burundi, and Fatou Bensouda's native Gambia have announced their intention to leave over the ICC's perceived focus on prosecuting African leaders.
I think it's a setback for the continent. It's a regression for the continent that there are some African states that are deciding to withdraw from the ICC. But again, I wanted to emphasize that you have the vast majority of African states recommitting to the ICC.
She said her office is working to establish a local court in strife-torn Central African Republic.